What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to Creating Daily. I'm Billy Thorpe, and so far, it looks like I've been creating daily on this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about 10 plus ways to monetize as a content creator. Now, I am multi-streaming this to Clubhouse, to YouTube, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, so be sure to say hello in the comments. Except if you're at LinkedIn, maybe come over to Facebook or Clubhouse because I can't get comments for whatever reason. But I'm really excited about today's episode to share with you how you can monetize as a small audience content creator or a growing content creator or a growing audience. When I first started podcasting, I was looking up, how do I make money at this? And every time I would look it up, people were like, you're going to have 10,000 downloads per episode. You have 10,000 followers. You have 10,000 subscribers. You're going to have 10,000 insert metric to be able to make any money as a content creator. And I can proudly say I've been content creating full time for about 3 years, and I don't even have 10,000 anything on any platform. Maybe on Clubhouse. Maybe on Clubhouse, I have close to 10,000. But that is a way different animal than Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or Facebook or any of those other places. And I'm able to make a full-time income by helping other content creators, by doing membership groups, by doing all kinds of different stuff. So I've been able to do that successfully over the last couple of years. So I wanted to just jump in and kind of share how I've been able to do that. And some of these are that I'm going to share, like I say, 10 plus ways. Some I've done, which I'll tell you I've done them, and some I haven't necessarily or directly through content creation, but maybe indirectly, which I'll kind of share those as well. And also, I have it set up to where Clubhouse is coming into this live feed. So at the end, or maybe whenever I decide, I will, let some people come up, and I got the, I got a camera set up over on Clubhouse. So I got Simphy in the audience, and I'm just going to go ahead and share this out to the rest of Clubhouse while we can, really quickly, just to let people know, that they can come in and check out the live show here, which I don't even know how, what room this is or how I even created the space I've created. But people can hopefully come in and check this out. So anyway, just want to get right into it as I've just blubbing around here. Trying to find out, this is why you can't like multitask, or I can't anyway, and multi-stream on different platforms and try to control different stuff. I get off track. But anyhow, let's jump right into it. So the first thing I want you to think about when you are getting or thinking about monetizing, can I make money at this? The answer is yes. So first of all, you just got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that you can do it. And I'm not going to be sharing any easy, just shake a wand at it and here we go, and now you're making money as a content creator. Like, it's all work, it's all uphill, it's all, you got to do the suck if you want to get to the gold. So you got to figure that out. If you're not that person, then it's just not going to work for you, right? I could tell you any way to make money, and if you just don't do the work, it's just not going to work out for you. So we'll start with a couple of my We'll start with some of my favorite things, and I think what is some low-hanging fruit, if you will, some of the easiest ways to get monetized as a content creator, to share your passions, the things you like, the things you love, the things you use, and that is through affiliate marketing. Now, you might go, oh, man, I don't affiliate marketing. Like, come on, give me a break. I hate this conversation already. Just hold on. Let me explain. And just reposition it in your mind. And a lot of this stuff, as a small content creator or small audience, content creator, you're gonna have to reposition some things in your mind and reframe it in your mind to be able to go and monetize early with a small audience. So a lot of this stuff, I'm gonna say it, you've heard it, you've read it on the internet, you've read it on Google, you've read that you have to have 10,000 X to 10,000 this, 10,000 that. But I'm going to help you reposition this so you can start to make money within days, probably even a couple of months, days as a content creator. So the first thing here is affiliate marketing. We all have products that we love, that we use, that we tell people about all the time. So instead of thinking about this as marketing, because I hate marketing as well, even though it's like you got to have marketing or you don't get conversions to anything, whatever, is you just thinking about it as recommendation revenue. This is how I think about every time I say, hey, check out this product or check out that product. If I get on the internet, if I'm on Amazon or whatever, I just think about I'm going to make recommendations, which I do anyway. So maybe there's an opportunity for me to get compensated for doing so. So if you're doing this on your Facebook page, if you're doing this on Clubhouse, if you're doing this on Instagram, if you're doing this on YouTube, be sure that you're signed up with some of these platforms to do affiliate marketing. You'll be surprised how much it adds up. Now, some people are going to go, well, I only make pennies for every product that I put out there. If somebody buys, makes a qualified purchase. So let's just put this into perspective, though. For software. So I use a software called Ecamm Live. It's a live Mac only software. I love it. I talk about it all the time. I'm signed up as an affiliate. People say, hey, how can I sign up for that? I go, cool. I'm going to send you an affiliate link. I get paid a commission off of it. And I don't remember exactly what it is, but I think it's like 30%, 30% commission off of this affiliate link. That only work it did was I shared it. That's it. That's all I did. So think about the software that you use, the products that you use. So there's software that you probably use and love every single day. Go see if they have an affiliate link. Go to the bottom of the page. See if they have an affiliate program. Fill it out. Fill out the information. And voila. Now all you have to do is share the thing. They're taking care of all the company or the product, the customer service, all that crap. You don't take care of anything. You literally just say, I love this product. Here it is. So Canva, I know Canva has an affiliate program. Amazon has an affiliate program. I make a lot of money off of Amazon affiliate program. I'll get into it in a little bit, but I'm having a lot of fun over there. It's a little bit different because I'm inside of their, like, the second level of affiliate program with those guys, with Amazon Creator Program and Amazon Live Influencer. But there's Amazon Associates. So all these millions of products, every time that UPS or USPS guy comes to your door and drops off a package, you could literally grab that box, go inside, create a 2-3 minute walkthrough video, unboxing video, whatever, post it on your TikTok, your YouTube, your Instagram, and become a part of their associates program. Link it in the description. Now, there's a couple, terms of service and all that. It's not as easy as just like, oh, I'm going to do this and post a link. You got to follow the rules, but that's up to you to read them and understand them. But it's that easy. You don't have to be an Amazon influencer with access to go live on Amazon and post photos and videos and all the stuff. You could literally start doing this today as a podcaster. You know, every YouTube channel that I watch and love that's successful, I see a list of affiliate links right there in their videos saying this is the gear I use. They didn't talk about it in every show. They didn't talk about it in every video, but they're posting those products that they love and that they use every single day to create their content, and they're posting that in there. So imagine doing this hundreds of times. Every time you post a video, every time you create content, you put it in your link tree and you put these different affiliate programs and different affiliate links. I was actually watching a YouTuber earlier today who is really well known in the tech space, and I think he said they're signed up for like over 600 affiliate programs or something crazy like that. It was like in the hundreds. And I think it was 600, if I'm not mistaken. And I was like, how in the world do you keep up with all that stuff? But the thing is, that's what they do. That's a part of their ecosystem when it comes to making money as a content creator. So just because it's called affiliate marketing, think about it as recommendation revenue. I'm going to recommend this anyway. I see my friend Michael Sterling of Sterling Clear Audio in the audience over here on Clubhouse. This guy recommends more audio products than anybody I know. So he needs an affiliate program. He probably has one already, but if he's not, go run, get, sign up for these affiliate programs of these products. And then every time, hey, I recommend the Shure MV7 or whatever, and here's the link. Here's my resource page on my website. And people can go there, they can click, they can buy, and you can start getting monetized. And it takes no audience at all. I'm literally got 4 people right here in a Clubhouse room. I don't know how many people got watching on YouTube or wherever, but I can literally just start telling people about these products, and then they go buy, they make a purchase. And then the cool thing with the Amazon regular affiliate program, I can't stay on all these each time this long, but I'm pretty excited about this one, is with Amazon, it's a 24-hour little, whatever they call it, little carrot, little pixel or whatever it is. And for 24 hours, if somebody buys, so if I send you a link and you go, yeah, I want that MV7 or whatever, then you buy it. Well, then you go, I need some toilet paper. I need a toothbrush. I need some diapers. I need this, I don't know, I need this $1,000 whatever microwave. And they ship all that stuff. Well, I'll get a commission on the whole bag. Okay, now Amazon Influencer Program is a little bit different. But for that associate program, dude, you can stack up. You can stack up the whole kit. You can stack up the whole bag. Now, once again, there's terms of service. There's, you got a document where you're putting stuff and different websites and all that kind of stuff. But just read the terms of service. Sign up. It's easy. This is the easiest money you're ever going to make. It's not the most amount of money, but it adds up, and it adds up quickly, especially when you put out more content, more content, more content. So literally, if I was just starting over today as a content creator and I go, I want to start a YouTube channel simply just to make money, or any other kind of channel, I would literally just sign up for an affiliate program and talk about the products around my house. I would do the same exact thing that people like me, Amazon influencers, people like Cheryl in the Clubhouse audience have, and I would just do that on my own and push people right to Amazon that way. So once again, if you're joining me anywhere on any of these platforms, I'm just talking about 10 plus ways to monetize as a small audience, a small growing creator. If you're over here in Clubhouse, do me a favor, hit that share button. If you don't mind, say hello in the chat, and we'll kind of keep going. Now, the next thing is going to be ad revenue. So this is advertising revenue. If you're a podcaster, maybe you're a live streamer, there's some programs that you can just go sign up for, and they'll kind of like do the bartering for you and brokering for you, and they'll just drop ads in your content. So if you have a large enough audience or enough watch time or whatever on YouTube, you can do like the AdSense program. If you're a podcaster, a lot of these companies will have kind of a button you just turn on, and they will start delivering ads to your content, and you'll get paid on that. Not my favorite way, however, it is a way. It is one of the 10 ways. Now, the next thing here is the way I've made probably the most amount of money as a content creator. Well, it's getting close. Affiliate marketing is getting up there, but the next way is leading the way still, I guess, like over the last 3 years, and that is sponsorship deals. Now, you might go, well, no one's going to look at my podcast because I have a small audience. And that's why I'm doing this whole show, is because I want you to realize that it's not the size of the audience, but it's the quality of the audience. And I could preach on this for days and days and days, but sponsorship deals is a sales gig, and it's reframing the sales pitch. And especially in podcasting, and if you have evergreen content, now this is not going to work for everybody, but I'm going to give away the secret right here. When you have evergreen content, then I want you to think about that advertising as a forever ad. So this is the difference in traditional advertising versus what I would call like a sponsor sponsoring a show and advertising on your show, is if they go out and spend $800, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 on a billboard, well, that billboard has a shelf life. That Facebook ad, Instagram ad, YouTube ad, all that stuff has a shelf life. It's going to go away. Any of these mediums, any of these advertising marketing mediums, they all have a shelf life, and they're all going to go away. But when somebody sponsors my show, what I do as part of the value add is to say, look, you're going to pay me one time. I'm going to leave it in here for the lifetime of the show. And traditionally, how podcast people who find podcasts, podcast listeners, there we go, I'll get it out in a second, they'll go back and they'll listen to all these different episodes. So guess what? You're going to pay me one time, but I'm going to leave it in there forever, and it's going to have a lifetime ad for a one-time ad spend. Now, if that's not valuable, I have no idea what it is. Tell me what any other platform you're going to pay one time and you get a lifetime ad spend. And they'll be like, well, I don't know. And some people will go, well, that's not effective long-term. I've had a fishing show for 3 years, and I can go back to every single episode, 140 episodes, they've all been downloaded every single month that they've been on the internet. And so that is the power of producing this type of content. So if it's a YouTube channel, a podcast, any of those places where it's going to be on there forever, then I am always of the mindset of, hey, I'm charging you one time for this lifetime ad spend, and this is a way to do it. Now, another thing about sponsorships, I'm not going to get into it. I do a whole workshop on this occasionally. So if that's something that people want, they can let me know. Maybe I'll put one together. But another thing is I really match the sponsor to the audience. Now, in podcast world, I'm like a niche podcaster. Like I think that's the fastest way to grow an audience. I think it's the fastest way to get sponsors. I think it's the easiest way to get sponsors. And we were able to do this with 400 total downloads because we knew our target audience. We knew who we wanted to talk to. And so we provided and pitched a quality audience over a quantity audience. So I said, I know this audience isn't huge, but we're building this community, and here's the five reasons why we think that you are a great fit for our community and vice versa, and we made it all about the sponsor. So it's not always about numbers, and if you think about numbers all the time, and that's all your whole world is, then maybe you need to reevaluate why you're creating content. But if you think about people and think about, okay, if 100 people walked into my office right now, if 10 people walked in my office, if 15 people walked into my office, if the 5-6 people here on Clubhouse walked into this studio space right here and said, sat down and said, hey, Billy, tell us about making money on our podcast. I'd be like, holy cow, there's a bunch of people in my office. So think about that. And then when you're pitching that to your potential sponsors, if it's a local sponsor, local store, hey, I know I don't have 100 people, but what if, you know, what if 3 or 4 or 5 people, those 100 people, were coming to your store and buy something? Is that worth it? Is that valuable for the price that we're asking for? And if they track their sales, they're going to be yes. And, you know, for instance, we worked with a boat dealer. They sold a boat right off the bat. Hey, how'd you hear about us? Oh, the podcast. Oh, cool. Guess what? They're in forever. They locked in with us. They are in with us for this year, even though I'm not going to be a part of the project, but they're going to be in this year. And they love what we do. We love what they do. And we just match those two worlds perfectly together. And it's been a partnership rather than just a sponsorship. All right, now I'm moving on. I said I'm only on number 3. My goodness, I got a bunch left. But thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. And the next one up here is consulting. Now, I've done this a little bit. I'm not an expert at consulting. I'm probably it's something I want to move into more of creating content for your business type of consulting. Now, one-on-one consulting and doing all that kind of stuff for like individual creators wasn't really for me. But for you, you might be have a past in something that's really awesome, or your podcast is about something that's, you know, like building a real estate company or whatever. And you might be really good at it, and it might be a part of the content that you create already. And so you have this audience who wants to learn what you do. And so try to put together a consulting package. Help them build what you've already built, kind of doing those things like that. So I'm not going to get too much into consulting because, once again, I've done it some. I've not done it a ton, but the people I have done it with, they do get some really good results. And just remember, with any of this stuff and all of this stuff, you don't have to be the number one person. You don't have to be the top dog, knowledge, brainiac in any of these subjects. You just have to know more than the person that you're helping knows. And you'll be surprised, and I'm surprised all the time, when people start asking me questions about live streaming, podcasting, Amazon Live. I'm like, wow, man, I've like, okay, I do know a little something. Like, I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out this thing, trying to make this thing work. So, you know, I'm surprised myself sometimes, and I bet you would be too, because we're in it all the time. You know, we're you know, like, we're right there. Like, it's right here in our face, and we don't really, you know, we don't really notice all the movement that's happening and all the action that we're taking and all the things that we're learning and all the things that we know. But when we get focused and organized and start to put that from our brain onto paper, it's like, oh, wow, this is really valuable, especially to the person who's just getting started, who knows nothing. It's like a gold mine for them. So let's keep moving here. The next thing, and I spent about 10 years-ish in this part I'll talk about real quick, is merchandise. So your own merchandise, maybe for your show. And I'm going to tread lightly because I don't want to offend anybody. But I would not just take my podcast name or my podcast logo and throw it on a shirt and try to sell it. I would really dig into what is the thing that connects me to my audience. And then I would put the whole thing, if I was going to do a t-shirt, just for instance, a t-shirt, or a sticker or hat or hoodie or any of that kind of stuff, but we'll say a t-shirt. If I was going to run this down and get my audience convinced to buy a t-shirt, I want to make them a part of the t-shirt creation process. So what I would do is say, hey, audience, wherever you meet with these people, now you got to have a place to hang out. So if it's a Facebook group, if it's email, whatever, if they're on your email list, send out a quick email. Hey, guys, I'm thinking about creating a t-shirt. Would that be something you're interested in? Let me know. Here's a poll. Go take this little Google poll or whatever. So they take it and they say yes. There's 50 people that say yes or whatever. Go, okay, awesome. Well, I want your help. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna do this shirt. I'm going to do a black shirt and a white shirt and see what you think about this saying. So maybe you've said something funny on the show. Maybe it's something that your nickname or they call you, you know, something that connects you. That's not just Billy Thorpe's podcast. Okay. So maybe I say, okay, like this mug, for instance, for the people listening, you can't see it, but it says throw mud, see what sticks. I literally just ordered this mug for myself because one of my friends and mentors, business mentors, told me this, said, Billy, just throw mud, see what sticks. Throw mud on the wall, see what sticks. So I say this all the time, and I thought, oh, that's cool. I'm going to put that on a mug. So I could easily offer this to my community and say, look, guys, I say this all the time. You say it back to me. People repeat it to me all the time. So I created it. I'm going to put it on a mug. If you would like it, let me know. And then, you know, once again, I could go and say, okay, I got this on a black mug with white letters, or I'm thinking about a white mug with black letters. Which one would you like? Oh, we like this one, or we like that one. And let them kind of vote through the whole entire process because they're buying in every step of the way. But if you just jump on the internet one day and go, hey guys, I got this shirt, it's got my face on it, you want to buy it? And then nobody buys it, and then you're upset about it. So another thing when you're selling apparel, think about a pre-sell. In a lot of these products, think about a pre-sell. So pre-sell the crap out of a t-shirt. Listen, you can go, I know you can go to weprinteverything.com or whatever it is, and they'll print everything. They'll put your logo on a toothbrush or whatever, on a hat, on a on a Band-Aid or whatever it is. Millions of products. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. One, I don't recommend any more than 3 products at a time because it's just overwhelm. It's overwhelm of decision making. What should I get? What should I buy? Should I get the hat? Should I get the hoodie? Should I get the shirt? Should I get the mouse pad? Should I get the mug? It's too many decisions, all right? Give your audience a few decisions and move on. However, if it were me, I would start out with one product. I would go through the whole design process that I just said. I would get my audience involved. And then what I would do is take that finalized design, concept, or whatever, I would take it to a print company and say, look, I'm looking to get this. Can I get the minimum order quantity priced? And they go, yeah, it's $10 a shirt or whatever. Just say it's 10 bucks. Cool. How many do I need to sell? You need to sell 24 or 36 or 48 or whatever, or 72 or whatever their minimum is. Okay, cool. Go back to your audience, have a buy link on your website with the picture. Hey guys, remember that t-shirt we talked about a couple weeks ago? Awesome. Well, here is the deal. This thing is $24 or whatever, and I got to sell 24 of them or we can't order any. And then they go, cool. And they go buy it. Now, this might sound like a lot of work, and it is, but you're going to make a lot more money. The margins when you buy a shirt in bulk from a local printer versus when you buy a shirt from a print now, drop ship now, whatever, you're going to get way better margins on it. And also, in my opinion, you're going to get a way better product, but I won't get into it. And you got to deal with customer service either way on either side of the coin. So it doesn't really matter. So it's going to be nice. If you see the product, you can catch some of that stuff before it hits the market, before you send out, before you're, you know, direct to printing company sends out 50 products that are printed in the middle and not on the left chest, you can deal with all that stuff on the front end. Okay, so anyway, so there is merchandise. So we talked about affiliate marketing, ad revenue, sponsorship deals, consulting, merchandise, products. So maybe there's some other products that you have that's not merch, you know, not hats. You know, we could talk about that. And so, sorry, Clubhouse distracted me. It's a little flashing red there. So there's other products that you could do, and so we could talk about that, but I won't get into it. This thing is stuff outside of t-shirts and hats and hoodies and all that. All right,
Billy, can I ask a question?
Taking a drink. Yeah, man, go ahead. CPR guy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Billy? It's Alex. You know, I you've told me this before, so please forgive me for asking the same question again and again. I'm an Amazon affiliate, and they're going to shut me down because I don't get sales. I get nominal sales, and I know you have said that you really didn't. You didn't do well with the Amazon affiliate until you became an influencer and started doing what you were doing. Does Amazon frown upon trying to promote those items, whether it's on TikTok, on Instagram, on whatever, Facebook? Do they frown upon just trying to get people to go to your website? Because I'm trying to get some traffic to it so I can become an influencer, so I can do what you're, you know, similar to what you're doing. But if you already talked about it, I'm sorry. But
no, you're fine. No, man. So I don't know exactly all the parameters when it comes to the Amazon Associates program. Like, I'm more involved in the influencer program, so I'm not like 100% sure, to be honest with you. I do know that anywhere that you promote any of those products, you got to have it listed in your associates program. So there's a part in the settings that you can go, and you got to tell them where you're going to promote these links at, and you got to keep them there, right? So you can't just spam the internet all over the place. They got to know about it. So yeah. So as long as you're doing that, man, you know, you can push it, promote it, get people to your website, get people to check out. I mean, they want you to do that. That's part of being affiliates. Like, hey, I'm going to sell as much as I can, when I can, where I can. So definitely, man, I appreciate you jumping up. Feel free to stay up. I thought I had a room, but I guess I'm doing a lounge on Clubhouse. I don't know. I just switched this thing from a club to something else, so I'm not 100% sure. And then we got my friend Knee jumping over. He says, what camera are you using? Knee, I'm using the Sony ZV-1. So I got a couple of them. I got one in front of me, one to the side. Actually, I got one up here. And one sitting around. I've been messing with the lighting and everything today. Got a different monitor set up. So I honestly don't even know what the picture looks like on mobile or anything else. So this is my second live stream this way. But anyhow, let me jump back over and continue on here as we talk about the next thing. So we got a few more things, and I'll try to blitz through these. This isn't really a walkthrough of each one of these. It's just to get your interest sparked. And a lot of this stuff you've probably already heard about, maybe some of it you're already doing. But sometimes when I'm listening to people talk about monetization techniques or strategies, I go, oh yeah, I forgot all about that. Or maybe it's something I've done or tried. It didn't work out, but now I'm better positioned to do it again. And it just kind of, you know, gives me a little like jar, like, okay, now I remember. So the next thing here, and this is maybe a little bit more, I would pre-sell this too, is courses. So online courses. Now this is kind of maybe like consulting, but a course is something that you can build once and you can sell it over and over and over. Now I've done this to some degree. I don't really have anything living out there permanently. I've done more of like small workshops, super quick, 1 to 2 hour kind of power hour things where I would bring people in and teach them about sponsorship deals. But I've often thought about doing kind of what, you know, I call like a long form course or something that I could put out there, have it live on a membership website or something, and go through that process. So that might be something you look into. I'm not an expert in it, but I've had a little bit of success, selling digital goods versus physical goods. And I did interview a guy one time on an entrepreneur podcast I hosted, and he told me, like, dude, you got to get out of this merch space. You got to get out of this physical goods space. It's too much headache, and you got to get it into digital goods only. And he said he crushed it at digital goods. So that is one thing, you know, that if you're looking at, to just try and think about, how can I create something digitally? Because we're doing it anyway. We're doing video, audio. So how can I use those same skill sets and create something like a course or, whatever. And there's also like, there's helloaudio.fm. So you can, if you don't want to do video, you can just do audio. So the next thing here, I got lined up. And this is one thing that we made a decent amount of money on before we started our membership at our fishing show, was donations. So we would basically have a Buy Me a Coffee. So we just went to, I think it's buymeacoffee.com. We set up a profile over there. And every episode we'd say, hey, if you like the show, consider supporting us as content creators. Go buy us a coffee. And it wasn't, hey, sign up for a membership or, hey, give us $20 every month for anything. It was literally, if you like us, buy us a cup of Joe and it'll help us power through, you know, some of these episodes and get this stuff done, get it knocked out, show your appreciation for the show. And it's more of this value for value transaction, if not just, oh, hey, we're, you know, whatever, like go do our Patreon or something and here's 10 different tiers you can pick from. It was a really simple ask, and people surprised us, man. We were surprised at how many people were just, you know, donating to us and buying us a cup of coffee and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really easy one. That and affiliate marketing, in my opinion, are like the two easiest things that you can do. And I would literally, on my content, say, hey, if you enjoy this content, I have been brainstorming some ways to monetize it. And one of those ways is value for value trade. Like I give you value on the show and you can give me value by buying me a cup of coffee or something like that. I mean, maybe you could come up with a better pitch, but that's, I've heard people on podcast literally talk about this value for value. And Buy Me a Coffee is a super easy ask and it's really easy to understand. The next thing here is memberships. Now we did a membership group. And I don't even know that I would technically call it a membership. It's more like additional content. So we have a fishing show every week. And it's and basically we're talking about fishing on the coast of North Carolina. And then we're trying to brainstorm like, okay, what is another show that's not like the show we currently do, but that's more valuable, so to speak, than the show that we currently do that we could charge, you know, a Netflix-style fee for people to give access to every single week. So what we did, what we did was created a Fishing Reports podcast. So every week we would ring up 10, 11 guides that guide fishing guides up and down the North Carolina coast. We'd get them on the phone or whatever for 5 minutes or on eCam, bring them in, and they would give us a 5-minute fishing report. And we did this 11 times. And then that was it. And then we put that out every Thursday as additional content. And so that additional content, how we built this membership was pretty interesting. First of all, like, you know, we were like, man, if we can get 25 people to pre-sell, I keep saying that. So if you're going to sell a product or whatever, I keep saying pre-sell. We were like, if we can pre-sell 25 seats to this thing, we're like, we're in. Like, this is going to be great. We're going to go for it. We're going to commit to 1 year and we're going to see what happens with it. And to our surprise, we had over 130 something people sign up for the first time. And what we did was we did a charter membership group. And that was basically, that was basically a group that said, hey, if you buy into this early, we're going to give you a discount. And so we did that. And so we had, I think it was like 130 something people signed up for that. And then over the last, you know, year, after we did that promotion, we're almost close to like 300 people in that membership group right now. Also got my friend Marco Mena down in Puerto Rico, down in Isabela, Puerto Rico. If you guys need an Airbnb, that guy is the man. Him and Yvette are really good friends of ours. We had the pleasure of living in their Airbnb for over a year, right under a year. Super great people. Love those guys. So if you're looking for Airbnb in Puerto Rico, it is so much fun. It's right on the main street. So much noise. You hear this, Marco? That's right. You don't hear anything. There's no noise. Anyhow, so he said he's going to buy me a coffee. No, he's going to give me a free place to stay, baby. We're coming to Puerto Rico. Anyway, all right. I'm going to get back to it. A couple last things here. Public speaking opportunities. Now, I've not gotten paid to publicly speak about podcasting or content creation, but in my past life, I'll call it, I did get paid, compensated to speak at a couple of events, which was pretty cool. So that is a thing. If you are, you know, using your podcast to teach or whatever, you know, about a particular topic that you're an expert in, maybe you can leverage that podcast and say, hey, I publicly speak every single week. I have an audience that I speak to every single week. I do Clubhouse rooms. I do this, I do that. and go apply. You wouldn't believe, and I didn't believe this. I thought that people got invited to speak at events. I just thought that was how it worked. I thought, oh, I'm never on the roster to speak at an event. I never get invited. And I'm in clubhouse rooms with people who run these events. How come I never get invited to speak at an event? Well, little did I know, most events you go and apply to speak at. I didn't even know that. I thought it was like invite only. And so what you could do is in your niche, in your market, go find those websites of those conferences or whatever. And probably there's going to be a link that says apply to become a speaker. And who knows, you might get paid or might not get paid, or you might have to go do them for free for the first ones or whatever. I don't know, but it's exposure. And then, you know, while you're there, while you're speaking, make sure you have product, merch, a book, something that they can, a membership, something that you can get people to sign up for while you're there. So maybe you directly get paid to speak. Maybe you indirectly get paid through other stuff that you offer, which leads me to my next thing is services. You know, my friend Michael was in the room, in Clubhouse room earlier. He does audio consulting. So that's a service. I think he does some editing stuff. So that's a service. So maybe you're really good at podcast editing. Maybe you really like it. Or maybe you're a really good video editor or reels editor or a TikTok editor or whatever. And that's a service. So you can do that. So you can go and, you know, jump on Clubhouse and say, hey, I edit shows or whatever. Let me tell you how to edit, and then you just overwhelm people with the process of editing, which I hate and will never do. And then you go, if you don't want to do all that, just call me. I'll do it for you. And so there you go. You can sell your services. So last thing here is brand deals. I do a lot of brand deals with this new opportunity over on Amazon. And this is a different one. I'm still navigating it, but I've set these up in so many different ways. You know, one is just send me the product and I get paid to do a video. Another one is send me a product. I don't get paid up front to do the video, but I get paid, an additional commission on top of affiliate commission. I've done those kind of brand deals. I've done the kind of deals where it's like, hey, promote this product a certain amount of times per month, and we're going to pay you X amount of dollars. So there's a lot of different opportunities to work directly with brands, and maybe that's apparel brands or product brands, manufacturing companies, whatever that looks like. So a lot of opportunities to go out there and work with brand deals and provide them with something. Maybe that's exposure. Maybe that's using your qualified audience to promote the product, service, or whatever that they're offering, and work out those types of brand deals. So hopefully this helps you guys as you are, you know, thinking about content creation and what you're doing. And so Lisa, what's going on? It's good to see you. She says great topic for a room. So appreciate that. So hopefully this helps as you're brainstorming, how do I make money at content creation? How do I make money? I don't have a huge audience. And once again, I do not have a huge audience. I've not had a huge audience ever. Yet I've been able to create income, multiple streams of revenue for what we're doing and the content that we're creating. So if you're looking to do that, then test these things out. Throw mud and see what sticks. There's a lot of opportunity out there, a lot of different programs for your skill set, for, you know, if you're doing what I'm doing, you're doing live streaming, there's opportunity for live streamers, there's opportunity for UGC content creators, there's opportunity for podcasters and TikTokers and YouTubers and IG people and all that stuff. Every single category has a lot of opportunities. But if you're just sitting waiting for somebody to call you, it ain't gonna happen. All right. So make calls, network, put yourself out there. Create content, even if you're not getting paid for it, because that becomes your digital resume. I work with a company, this company right here, Shure Microphones, Shure Audio, probably one of the biggest audio companies on the planet. I was actually told by a person in the audio industry, I said, I would love to work with Shure one day. This would be a dream company to work with because I love their products. And they said, dude, you're never going to work with them. You're never going to have an audience big enough. You're never going to qualify to work with a company that big. Look at me now. That was like probably a year and a half ago that person said that. Here we go. I'm working with Shure on a couple of different projects, and it's been a ton of fun. And I did that. I got this opportunity by networking, by serving other people, by helping other people build their community, by helping other people answer questions in their community, and networking and supporting and doing all those things. So the whole, all of this stuff is possible, but you have to show up. And I just want to remind you of that. You got to show up. You got to do the work. You got to do the hard stuff, and you got to believe that it can happen for you. And if you do those things, I think you'll be successful. And once again, success doesn't mean you make $1 million a year. In my opinion, success just means I'm happy. I'm creating content. This is super fun for me. And so if that's you, then great. Go out there and figure out a goal, figure out what you want to make, figure out how you want to monetize, what number you want to monetize to, and start implementing one thing at a time. So if that's affiliate marketing or if that's donations, buy me a coffee, start one of those, figure that out, and then look to the next thing and figure that out, and then look to the next thing, and you get it. And just keep stacking those different revenue streams up there. That way, if one of them dies out or program changes or whatever, you're not just sunk. You're still afloat, and you can still make moves and reposition and replace that stream of revenue. So hopefully that helps. Once again, this is Billy over here creating daily. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button or follow me wherever, whatever all those little call to actions are. Let's hang out. Let's network. Let's be friends. Let's be internet friends. All right. We'll see you soon.